Welcome to Torah Simecha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Foxbrenner, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu Perek Mem Vav, Yeshayahu chapter 46. This short chapter again contrasts the power and constancy of Hashem with the complete futility of idols. This is a short chapter with one topic, so let us pause for a moment and think about its relevance to us. We no longer have the same inclination toward idol worship, but we know that the only prophecy that was written for us in the 24 books of the Tanakh is prophecy that is necessary for all generations. So what has this rebuke about idolatry to do with us? Let us look carefully at the way that idolatry is described in this chapter to perhaps gain some insight into its appeal, both at the time that it existed in its original form and how they may apply to us as well. Kara Bel Kores Nebo Hayu Atzat Behem Lachaya Vala Behema. Baal is kneeling, Nebo is leaning over. Their images are a burden for beasts and cattle. Baal and Nebo were the primary Babylonian deities. When Babylonia was defeated by the Persians, not only were these deities proven not to have saved their people, but they were figuratively knelt and doubled over, as if they were in pain themselves and had themselves been defeated. Nisu Osechem Amusos Masa La'efa. The things that you would formerly carry in procession, as people would formerly carry their idols out in victory parades, are now piled on as burdens on tired beasts to carry them away to use the precious metals that they were made of for other purposes. Karsu charu yachdav lo yachlu malei masa. They cowered, they bowed as well. They could not escape being carried away. V'nafsham bashvi halacha. And they themselves went into captivity. So certainly they could not rescue their worshippers. Shimu Eli Beis Yaakov, V'chol She'eris Beis Yisrael, Ha'amusim Minei Beten, Hanasuim Minei Racham. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, all that are left of the house of Israel, who have been carried since birth, supported since leaving the womb. Using the same words to describe the burden that the idols became on those who worshipped them, Hashem describes the way that Hashem carries us. Not only do we not need to carry him, but he holds us in his arms and takes care of us. Va'ad zigna anihu, va'ad seva ani espo. Till you grow old, I will still be the same. When you turn feeble, it is I who will carry. Ani asisi v'ani asa, ani espo v'amaleit. I was the maker, and I will be the bearer. I will carry and rescue you. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. He made us into a nation. He carried us through the desert and all subsequent exiles, and he will continue to do so forever. Lemi sedamyuni v'tishavu v'tamshiluni v'nidma. To whom can you compare me or declare me similar? To whom can you liken me so that we may seem the same? Azalim zahav mikis v'kesef b'kaneh yishkolu yiskeru. Those who pour gold from the purse and weigh out silver on the scale, tzorei v'yasehu el yiskedu af yishtachavu. They hire a metal worker to make it into a god, to which they bow down and prostrate themselves. Yisau al katif yisbeluhu v'yanichehu tachtav v'yamod mimkomo lo yamish. They must carry it out on their backs and transport it. When they put it down, it stands. It does not budge from its place. Af yitzak elav lo ya'aneh, mitzaraso lo yoshi'enu. If he cries out to it, it does not answer. It cannot save him from his distress. The simple explanation of these verses is the contrast between the idol, who cannot save and cannot answer, to Hashem that takes care of our every need. Let us look a little deeper. We all have hardships and desires in this world, and we naturally want them to be relieved. In ancient times, it was an almost universal and in many ways understandable belief that idols contained some influence in bestowing plenty or relieving sorrow, and that is what they were used for. There was no belief in their moral supremacy or goodness. Idolatry was a way for people to get what they wanted, rain, money, or even a feeling of spiritual supremacy. It did not require introspection or surrender of control. If anything, it was the opposite. The idols were used for the worshiper to get what he wanted. Although we do not use idols, we can identify with this spiritual disease. Real spiritual devotion is the recognition there is an all-encompassing power that cannot be bought or manipulated. There is a recognition of moral supremacy in that he is real, perfect, eternal, and good. Real devotion and surrender in action and thought is what is required. That does not mean it should be mindless. One needs to use all faculties, physical and intellectual. But those faculties are used to come close to and understand something that is greater, that acceptance of its greatness and truth comes first. We can see this in the way that Hashem is compared to idols in this chapter. People carry idols, both physically and metaphysically. The worshiper fashions and uses the idol to get what he wants. This is at first a lighter burden than worshiping God, because I just follow directions and get reward. I do not elevate and change my being. But over time, this becomes a real burden, as the futility of a powerless idol burdens the person with meaningless ritual and no power to call on. Can we see how this applies to us? We know that Hashem runs the world and is in charge of all that comes our way. Living up to that belief takes elevation of character in mind and action. Sometimes it is easier to rely on and even devote ourselves to the perceived powers of the world that we can manipulate and use to get our desired result. Eventually, in this world or the next, we carry these things as a burden because they kept us from achieving our true greatness in this world. This is a real struggle, as we see in verse 8, Zichru zos v'his o shashu, hashivu foshim alev. Keep this in mind and stand strong. Take this to heart, sinners. Take to heart that one can be led astray by something that makes no sense, that doesn't seem logical, that offers us a respite from uncomfortable and demanding spiritual growth. Hashem says that in order to keep that strength, we should keep in mind the miracles that he did for us when we came out of Egypt and made us into a nation, and that he has maintained that plan all throughout history, and it will come to its fruition. And history will end with verse 11, Koremi Mizrach Ait, I summon that swooping bird from the east, referring to the Messiah who will eventually come to take us out of this exile, in which other things seem to have power besides God. Shimu Eli Abir Elev, listen to me, you strong of heart, Harechoki Mitzdaka, who are far away from victory. At this point in history, the Jewish people are so far away from those open miracles. But we have stayed strong, and therefore we are called Abir Elev, strong of heart. Keravti Tzidkasi Lo Tirchak, Utshuasi Lo Ta'achar. I am bringing my victory close, it shall not be far, and my triumph shall not be delayed. V'nasati v'tzion tshua l'Yisrael tifarti. And I will grant salvation in Zion to Israel, in whom I take glory. Staying true to a life of devotion and real spiritual growth is a challenge when Hashem's presence is not revealed openly. Hashem recognizes that challenge, praises us for it, and tells us that the revelation of truth is soon to come. Thank you for learning together, Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.